Now we'll have the children's moments.
It could be a picnic basket, and it could be a fisherman's basket. Do we know any fishermen?
Yeah.
You do? Who?
The disciples.
The disciples were a fisherman. Yeah. Have you ever gone on vacation?
Yeah.
Yeah? Have you been on an adventure? How about a journey?
Yes.
You've been on all of those. That's pretty cool. I'd like to have an adventure. Now, what's the difference between a fishing trip and an adventure?
An adventure is where, you go places you don't usually know about that you don't know about. And a fishing trip is where you fish for fish.
Yeah. But the first part, I don't know if you all heard her, that you go somewhere you don't know things about. And you usually have something in mind that will happen at the end of that adventure, right? Now, does the adventure end when you get to that place or when you come back home?
I think it's when you come back home.
When you come back home.
Because, you could go one way that you don't know, and then you could come home a different way that you don't know.
That's a good thought. You could go on your adventure in one direction and then go a different direction to go home. So you've actually had how many adventures?
Two.
Now, you said there were fishermen. I think they went on an adventure. Yeah. Did they know what was going to happen to them?
No.
They were surprised. Did they know the plans?
No.
No. They were surprised. But did they learn as they went?
Yes.
Did they change?
Yes.
And in the, not only did they change, they knew something was going to happen. And they kept pressing Jesus. They kept saying, when is the victory going to come? When are you taking over? What are we having? You know, what are we looking toward? And Jesus kept saying, in time. Only God knows the timing of things. Do you always know when your adventures start?
No.
No.
You could be playing on a playground and then you get lost and you try to find your way there.
Oh, that would be tough. Yeah. I mean, I know when my vacations are. I schedule them on the calendar and I have to ask my boss if I can get off. But I always look forward to the adventure that I do when I go. But Jesus said, the timing is not up to us. It's up to Him when we have this adventure. And what was the timing of His adventure?
When He died on the cross.
When He died on the cross? And then when? I only have one of those. I'm sorry. That's why it was at the bottom. You like green? Okay, you can have two since she has the one that's lacy. So that's an adventure. So when we look forward to Easter, we know that He will die for us. We know because our lives have been saved and because our lives are better for Him. But we also know He arises and He comes back. So, in our prayer today, let's thank him for that adventure, okay? Here, let us join hands. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for the adventures you give us, for the vacations you give us, for the time that you spend with us, and the love that you give us, and all of the sins that we make, and we make many, and you know that. Jesus died on the cross for us, with us in his heart. Amen.